For many of us, the indoctrination of mechanical linear clock time begins at a young age. In school, we are taught to plot major events, world history, and our own lives onto a straight line that runs horizontally from past to present to future, with time coming from behind us and moving forward. Linear time, as embodied by the standard timeline, represents an irreversible progression of moments, yielding cardinal conceptions of past, present, and future, as well as duration, according to Carol Greenhouse. On this progressive time on a straight line, a geometric connection between two endpoints, you can only understand information flowing in a forward causal direction, where cause and effect are neatly isolated into their respective temporal binaries, moving time forward in lockstep manner. On the classical level, an event's effect can never precede its cause. There is a built-in limitation of light as an information medium moving 1 second by 1 second into the container of the future. The container is usually predetermined by a calendar date and or clock time. The arrow of time presumes an arrow of progress that itself presumes a direction. One pointed straight ahead. One that we always need to be on the right side of. As one writer observes, the notion of progress is tied closely to hegemony, since it is defined by those in power. The change they bring is, of course, portrayed as change for the better. The arrow of time, foreclosed from reversing its course, creates the conditions that cement us into the present, which is why many people cannot perceive or interpret future information until they arrive into the future, except as deja vus and dreams that are forgotten upon awakening. We fail to see the portents of the future because the future collapses upon interaction with the present. Science and social reality has convinced us that the future has no bearing upon our present actions, or that our relative present actions have no bearing upon the past. Exploiting quantum properties of time and temporality, however, offers additional possibilities outside the limitations of Western linear time. On a quantum nonlinear spatial temporal orientation, all modes and dimensions of time have endless degrees of freedom for interaction. For example, experiments testing pairs of photons show that one photon from the pair knows in advance what its twin photon would do in the future, while other experiments have shown that quantum particles display a feature called retrocausality, where particles can reach back into time to influence the properties of that particle or another in the past, even before the experimenter has made their choice. In other words, a decision made in the present can influence something done in the past. African and Afro-diasporan temporalities and traditions of time share many parallels with quantum particles. The past intermingles with the present, interwoven with the futures. Time in Afro-diasporan traditions is alive, dynamic, and textured. Past and future variables can be held in superposition, existing in their infinite states of possibility, open to influence, collapsed into reality, and uncollapsed back to superposition at will. If one repositions their temporal lens, one may meaningfully disrupt progressive linear notions of time and actively, radically create visions of non-local futures, quantum nows, and unpredictable pasts for marginalized Black people, denied access to creative control over our own temporal modes and timescapes. While we know Western linear time to be an outmoded, clunky, ill-pest, oppressive technology that may eventually be supplanted by quantum realities, it is impractical to expect immediate or equitable recompense with Afro-diasporan ancestral traditions and practices for Black people. It is, however, practical to continue to develop, share, and fortify our own temporal practices and ethics consistent with our own experiences as diasporic displaced Africans living in communities that have largely assimilated into a linear, progressive time construct, one that leaves us constantly behind. We hold out hope for disrupting the temporal prison of the here now to allow access to past and to futures with the same privileges as our access to the present. Your point from the present can itself be a reference point for determining what both the past and the future look like, as well as a point of departure from which possible action can take place. Feedback from the future must guide the development of the quantum nows and the plural past towards a deepening of a colored people's time and towards a reclamation of healthier communal temporalities. One example of this is the island of Willow Springs in Gloria Nell's Mama Day, which is one example of a communally generated, non-linear, Black womanist temporality, where the future emerges into the past by way of omens, prophecies, symbols, while the past is a space of open possibility, speculation, and active revision by multiple generations of people situated in the relative future. The outside world's attempts to gentrify both the physical and temporal landscapes of Willow Grove is met with fierce and radical resistance from the residents, from the island itself. In previous work, Black quantum futurism developed the notion of retrocurrences. An event whose influence or effect is not discrete and time-bound. Instead, it extends into all possible directions and encompasses all possible time modes. We use retrocurrences to investigate how memory waves spread across time and space, reaching backwards into time and forward into time simultaneously to include everything that has happened, could happen, could have happened, and will happen,
and will happen,
and will happen,
and all the permutations therein.
This dynamic event process takes on features and characteristics reminiscent of quantum matter, where time is reversible, and information can flow in both directions. This is much like the flow of information within Octavia Butler's novel Kindred, and the layered and entangled temporalities etched upon the main character's movement on the timeline as she travels back and forth between her home in 1976 and a pre-Civil War Maryland plantation where her enslaved ancestors reside. I would also like to advance here the notion of reverse time binding. Merriam-Webster defines time binding as the characteristically human activity of transmitting experience from one generation to another, especially through the use of symbols. The Black quantum futurist proposes reverse time binding to specifically describe the process that is amplifying and transmitting symbols and signals from the futures backwards into time. Much as it is the role of the African griot to reach back into the past to pull it forward and link it into the present, Black futurists play a role in transmitting the futures backwards to support information flow through the entangled temporal networks necessary to sustain Black communal temporalities. In my 2017 short graphic novelette, The Telescoping Effect, I demonstrate such a reverse time binding between 2019, the racial terror during the Red Summer of 1919 that left scores of Black people lynched and maimed, and the solar eclipse of 1919 that confirmed the theory of relativity and revolutionized the way the Western world regards space and time. To speak of a backward casting or a reverse time binding is to offer a small concession to the timeline on which we find ourselves. Pitch to the arrow of progress, speeding 1 second by 1 second into the future. Reverse time binding uses quantum physics and ancient Afro-diasporan temporal technologies to open up access to those spatial temporal regions that the hegemonic classical progress narrative has displaced us from and denied us access to. And now, a ritual for retro currents. Ritual for retro currents. Outside of time, the journey has already happened. Hasn't happened yet. Within that liminal space lies all of the space-time needed to create an experience or an event. You must traverse the terrain to know it. You create time by your own pacing and rhythms that then become entangled with others. Let your imagination lead you. It knows everything you don't know yet and can't be aware of as our common reality unfolds linearly. Listen to your body deeply. It holds the time and memory of all your mothers and grandmothers before you. They have been everywhere you will be and have been, and so there is never a wrong place or time for you. Allow time to emerge from its timeless degrees of freedom. Take as much space within the moment as desired and needed. Stretch it out. Fill it up to accommodate you. Shadow of the black hole, reverse time binding ritual. Our own shadows mimic the shadows of the black hole. The shadow is the keeper of memories and possibilities, actively recording every moment it is with you, using the light emanating off the body like a camera. Captures the alternate world, the possibility of any choice not chosen. Some shadow worlds can be trapped in the form of events and tapped into for brief moments of time. The matter of our body is merely the hologram between the shadow and the light. The shadow self records and mirrors your every action. In the mirror, it is amplified. You tap into that recording if you find the shadow memory. Activate the shadow as the time machine of the self. Use the shadow to retrieve hidden information lost at the point of space-time collapse. If you jump all the way through the back hole and reach the other side, would you be turned inside out? Could you start all over? What symbols would you send back to communicate with your past selves? What would penetrate the veil of the motionless presence? Quantum. Urban Darwinism. Certain structures and myths went out over others. In the eternal game played inside the arena of this particular space-time, an after-effect of the electromagnetic crisscross path created when the atom was split and bifurcated from its other half. It collapsed into the space-time of this common reality. It split the brain into two halves, too. Left, right, male, female, electric, magnetic. But information from the future is constantly falling into indeterministic gaps in the present. We see what we have always seen when we don't expect to see differently. The observer's bias, the reason why the conditions of our universe is the ideal incubator for the breeding of galaxies, stars, and planets. Thermodynamics. The theory by which we hold our notions of cause and effect is only statistical in nature and overly concerned with equilibrium. Though it purports itself to be concerned with process and change, its eventual goal is always the equalization of change. But if change is equalized, it becomes static, with no appreciation for the dynamic processes that make change change. Under the regime of thermodynamics, becoming collapses into being, like a piece of light collapsing into a wave or a particle. suddenly shy when observed. The arrow of time defined by thermodynamics must be dissolved. Feedback from the future must guide the development of the present and the past. Time is when we notice change. We notice change when light reaches our eyes. It is time for a change, the creation of new space times. People on the edges, the intersections, the margins of society can no longer rectify our lack of representation and our lack of survival in traditional space times. It no longer computes for our program of living. We are here. We are many. We are political. We are political because skin color is political. Because body parts are political. Because gender is political. Because who you like to fuck is political. Because drinking clean water and breathing clean air is fucking political. And in order to disavow the political, to challenge the political, to break down the political, you must first understand how it already has you confined. Then proceed to unravel it from the inside. Out of the dust of the crumbling institutions of science divorced from imagination come science and speculative possibility in the form of black quantum futurism. A new science for our own shaping. Here, with science left in our care, the thermodynamic arrow shoots out into all possible directions. Here, there is no difference between the experimental and the theoretical. Here, science is the dying remnant of the old ways of living. We are science's proposal to imagination for a happy, lifelong union. Hashtag speculative science. Hashtag experimental metaphysics. Hashtag predictive coding. Hashtag Darwinism. Hashtag year. Hashtag year. Hashtag no past. Hashtag just stories. The world is to anticipate it. Automatic memory. Brain waves store knowledge about the world and probability of one state of events following another to generate a prediction. See Darwinism. Hashtag. What we perceive is determined by what we know and vice versa. Feedback loop type action exists to validate our predictions, but get this. There is no history. There is no past. There are only stories. Everything we think we know is just a meme. We can never get at the source. Everything is a motherfucking metaphor. We define phenomena by metaphor because essence is expressed in terms that we can't observe or articulate. But we can never get at what a thing is. In and of itself, its own source, within its own existence, on its own terms. Without reference to some other thing, something outside the thing itself to give it contrast, definition against the black drop of the black nothingness of mystery that is contained by the essence of everything on its own. We are things against the backdrop. We are things against the sea of other things that give the thing in focus its context, its difference. But even these words abstract the notion. They don't mean shit, so all things are abstracted and far removed. We build more metaphors into language over top of the old ones, and metaphors become stones or memes. Self-perpetuating, self-referencing, self-replenishing in its own origin memory. The creation of language is literally hyperbole. Hyper equals beyond, bilo equals to throw. The creation of language is literally metaphor. Meta equals over or across, farin equals to carry or to bear. We take practical action words and build metaphors on top of metaphors, trading things and out, branching things off until the metaphor becomes the thing itself and other fucking words we never say what the fuck we mean. Everything is a metaphor. Language builds up the words and images. It makes things interchangeable with action and allows action to hide behind language. But what you don't know is, you are activating the energy of the act that is embedded in the word without actually carrying out the physical action. Language sets us up for phantom action, which is why the question of what means more, actions or words, is meaningless. Because words are actions, taken literally, stripped bare by its own etymology. And this is why word magic is a shortcut to reality alteration. We take for granted that a map is a true representation of the territory it's depicting. We assume that clocks can capture the true nature of time and the reality of subjective temporal experience. Indeed, clocks do the opposite. They objectify time and render flat all experiential notions of time. For Western society, bound to the master clock, mechanical and digital clock time becomes the synchronizing mechanism. Instead of the subjective duration of your own now interacting with other nows, trauma and dissociation happen in a society that negatively qualifies a departure from or a disruption of mechanical clock time. To the extent that Einstein and his theory of relativity coupled time with space and created space-time and called them the same thing, BQF is seeking to decouple through that same exploration of space-time. White men have conquered both time and space and then said they were the same thing. And what has that meant for black people? But a colonization of the temporal space of the future and the future of man in the universe. Black quantum futurism reappropriates clocks and maps,
to deconstruct
Western space-time,
the master's clock.
We create maps that embrace the inherent tensions between space and time, and that provide opportunities for reconfiguration of the same. And these are questions that we consider when encountering maps and clocks. Who is the map maker? Who is the clock maker? Who is the intended map?
Who is the user?
Who is the intended clock user? What is the purpose of the map? What is the purpose of the clock? What, if anything, on the map or the clock is up for question? What is being taken for granted if and when you use the map or the clock? What temporal landscape does the map or the clock embody? What year was it made? Does it still stand the test of time?
What has changed?
What has remained? Where are you in time when you're using the map or the clock? What are the intersecting and conflicting temporalities that are pulled into your now or your present moment as you use the map or the clock? What are the boundaries and contested boundaries that the map or the clock contains? How can they be remapped? How can they be redrawn or re-envisioned to be more equitable in time and in space? What unspoken agreements, understandings, contracts, social constructs, and negotiations are embedded in the clock or the map? And finally, once we dismantle the master's clock, once we tear up the master's map, what clocks or timekeeping or map-making processes will take its place? What already exists that we can learn from? And what can we communally create? Thank you.
Thank you. We're Black Quantum Futurism. We're from Philadelphia. We have a couple of books from our writings and essays. If you're interested, come up and say hi. Thank you again.